You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, quick note. I got an email from a Mindbender Club member chastising me because a little while ago I was talking about the hot dermatologist that I go to see. And at first I thought what they were saying is that I should never describe, you know, a person that way by their looks because it's shallow, blah, blah. But that's not it. They were going on and on about how disrespectful I was to my wife by being on the radio talking about how another woman is attractive.
I thought the same thing. I didn't want to say anything.
I don't get that. I'll tell you what. I guess Gretchen and I just have a different relationship. She knows. She even laughed. She goes, "You have to see your hot dermatologist." I go, "Yeah."
Yeah, it's...
She has, she teaches piano, and mm-hmm. she was telling me one time about one of the dads who brings, you know, one of the kids by for the pianist. Mm-hmm. She goes, "Oh my God, he's like smoking hot." And I was like, "Really?
That's great. I don't like that either. You guys are tiptoeing into some dangerous territory, but
ridiculous.
You guys do you, I guess.
I guess we can be a little bit more confident.
Or other people,
secure.
I guess, whatever.
We're a little bit more confident and secure than the average couple, probably.
It's a little shocking. It's a little shocking. Who was that that wrote in?
Leslie.
I'm kind of with Leslie. It's a little shocking to me. Thank you, Leslie, for pointing that out. It's very astute of you.
You would never say, yeah, you do. You and Nicole
never.
Do that.
I would never.
You do. Okay.
It's horrible.
I'm kidding now. But there are some couples who think that that is being disrespectful or insulting to your spouse. But, I mean, so what? You get married and then you put on, like...
You just keep it
blinders,
to yourself.
Like
I don't think yeah, you just
so got
you
to
keep
see?
It to yourself. You don't, you know, verbalize.
Why?
You just
why
keep
are we?
It to yourself.
Why be? That's
just gonna
so,
make the other
why
person
be repressed?
Feel bad. It just makes the other person feel bad.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Again, I think Gretchen is secure enough in her own appearance because she too is hot that she doesn't have to worry about it. God,
it's all right. It's cool.
Don't say that another person's attractive.
All right, man. You guys do what you got to do.
How many listeners agree with me? How many listeners agree with Jeremy? How many listeners agree with Leslie? Call now.
Call now. The hotter the better.
Yeah, you're on the radio talking about hot Angela, so you shut up.
Hot Angela? Oh, no, you're right.
You're a total hypocrite.
Shh, you don't need to bring that up. You don't need to bring up hot Angelas, okay?
Hypocrite. Calm down. Kendra says, Jeremy, you said it about the Costco cashier lady.
Oh, that's
Denise
right.
wrote in, and Denise is on my side. She goes, "I'm married, not buried."
Work it, girl. Work it.
Oh, that's funny.
Good times. Yeah, good times.
Don't be all.
Now we're
going to
segue
people.
Into what turned you on.
Well, I thought this was kind of interesting. A whole bunch of people were surveyed asking about the things that are turn ons or turn offs. And I don't know if we'll get phone calls on this. I think we're going to get phone calls
Dom's
on
Dom's just looking for a sexy woman that can milk a cyst. Squeeze that cyst, baby.
If you missed the story, by the way, I went in just to get a little checkup thing, and I was all excited because I was going to see the hot dermatologist, and it turns out that she sent in, like, her assistant to do it. And I didn't even get to see her. And I told Jeremy, I go, you know, that was a $134 office visit. I paid $134
for
to see the hot dermatologist, and she was nowhere to be found.
You got let down.
Are we taking this call? Is it Tana or
yeah,
Tana?
Can,
do we know?
Let me kick the phones up. I don't know.
Are you Tana or Tana?
Tana.
Hi, Tana, what's on your mind?
Well, I was just listening to you guys, and I think that if you aren't looking at other significant, you know, if you're not looking at somebody and attractive, then you're not appreciating what you have.
This is the worst phone call ever. I can't hear a thing you just said.
I don't know what just happened with your phone. I feel like we got...
Are you on a water slide?
Speaker phone or something? I can't put her on hold either, Joe. There we go.
There it goes. Okay.
Tana, try us back because your call just sounded horrific. I didn't understand what she said. If you what? Oh, never mind. She'll call back.
All right.
All right, so back to the turn-ons and turn-offs. They asked people to describe certain characteristics and say whether they were a turn-on or a turn-off. This one, explain this to me, when someone is super talkative, 62% think it's a turn-on.
I guess somebody that can just hold a conversation and has opinions, and I guess so.
Now, I talk for a living
Maybe.
On the radio. However, in social situations, I'm a listener, and I love it when I remember being out on dates before when somebody said, "I'm sorry if I'm talking too much." I was like, "No, no, 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 please."
You clam up in the public.
Carry the conversation.
Yeah. I that's a turn on. That's fine. Absolutely. That's good. I like number three the most, when somebody's really funny. 98% of us. Bow, chicka, bow, wow.
What about the 2% who don't like funny people?
Who are these squares, huh?
Who are they?
Sitting there with their arms crossed.
I would prefer to be in a relationship with someone who has no sense of humor.
You don't take life serious enough.
Thank you very much. Well, you've heard that from Nicole a few times.
Well, yes, it does affect the relationship from time to time.
Because you don't sometimes know when to shut it off. You're like the Mosier dude next door. You're always performing.
I'm always performing, and I have attributed it to this job because I'm a crank yanker here on the radio, and I'm always making jokes and things like that, and it bleeds into the life, my personal life. If she's talking about something really serious to me, I'm coming up with zingers in my head, and I'm not paying attention.
Maybe I should make a note for another future segment of when people can't shut off the switch from their job, depending on what the job is.
Right. It's
like
very
difficult.
Like
the sports guys. They can never shut it off. They're always talking like sports guys.
Points and stats, flea flickers.
They can't ever turn the switch off. It's funny.
81% of people think it's sexy when somebody is overly confident or cocky. That's you.
No, they say it's a turnoff.
Oh, turn off. Well, that's you.
I'm very confident.
You're very cocky.
You're not? Again,
no wonder you don't have any friends.
I think I'm confident. I don't think I'm cocky, but I think I'm confident. Yeah, I think you're cocky.
Sometimes.
What else?
Loud talking is a turnoff.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't like loud talkers. Just shut up. Kat texted in, super sexy when I see a man playing with kids or puppies. They look so cute. Major turn on. So if you're a single guy, get yourself some kids and puppies. Take them out to the park. Get a Frisbee.
We're going to bounce back and forth with both topics. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah.
Because Sue just wrote in. She goes, our dentist retired and sold the practice to an attractive woman dentist. I swear my husband had the hots for her. I was okay with it. Yeah, if it gets him to the dentist, hells yes.
It's such an awkward situation, though. Really? They're like seeing you at your worst, and they're all done up and attractive, you know? They're scraping your gingivitis.
Denise from Wheat Ridge, major turnoff, people only talk about themselves, never ask you any questions. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
But also the questions can be weird sometimes, too, so... Alex says it's actually more concerning when people stop talking about other attractive people because attractive people do not suddenly vaporize. I'd rather be open with my partner. That's a good point. When they stop talking about it, what are they doing? Right?
So it's reverse psychology. If you're talking about them and pointing them out all the time, then they're not worried because then you can have the affair because you're just like, oh, I'm pointing them out and talking about them all the time. They'll have no idea.
It's just a cute little thing
that we do, and then you're actually cheating because they think, oh, he's just pointing them out.
Ben wrote in and said, we seem okay with saying actors and actresses are hot, so why should it be different for people we see in real life?
Because they're unattainable. You know, if my wife's commenting on Michael B. Jordan, she's not going to go after him, but if she's commenting on the lawn guy.
Trust me, the hot dermatologist is completely unattainable.
I know
when I'm out of my
She
league,
might be into your moles. You don't know. This mole kind of looks like me. And then giggle, giggle. And
Brandy says, I'm Team Dom on this one. Those are rare words. So I relish those whenever I hear them.
We've got a Leslie on the line. You want to talk to this Leslie?
Leslie. Is this the Leslie who wrote in and was chastising me?
No.
No, different Leslie.
Leslie.
All right.
Yes. That's
What's on your
that.
Mind?
You know, there's nothing wrong with admiring beauty. And there's half the time when my spouse will say something about how pretty she is, or I'll say something first, God, she's really pretty.
Yeah.
He'll be like, yeah, she is really cute. So there's nothing wrong with that.
Does it make you feel bad a little bit? You don't look at yourself and be like, well, I'm not as pretty as her.
No,
you start feeling self-conscious.
Hey, you know what? You're an adult. If you want to go pursue, then go for it. You're an adult.
Yeah. The whole thing of that, if you don't talk about it, nothing's going to happen, is just kind of...
It's when I have a coworker at work talk about his wife in a sense like, well, you guys are way smarter than her. That's crossing the line.
That's horrible.
Terrible.
I mean, that's horrible. That's a different thing altogether.
Yikes.
But, you know, Jeremy
got
very uncomfortable. I make Jeremy uncomfortable a lot, but he got very uncomfortable one time when I was talking to him, this was years ago, about in a relationship, how we would point out other people for them. Like, she would see some woman, she's like, oh my God, look at her. Isn't she, you like her?
That's a weird game. It's just a weird game. That's a weird game to play to me, but it's all right.
No, you know, there's a lot of beauty in the world, and sometimes it shines through your physical appearance, and sometimes it doesn't.
I know, but I feel like pointing that beauty out to, like, a woman you're with will, or a man, no, will make them feel bad. Like, oh, my boobs aren't that big, or my hair doesn't look like
her. No. What I'm saying is she would point out women to me.
I get it. I know, but the other way around is
weird. Because we are having fun and laughing about it. We're not all puckered like you are.
Mm-mm. There's nothing puckered about being faithful and only have eyes for your wife.
So
there's nothing puckered about that at all, buddy.
So Gretchen says to me,
yeah,
Dom, that woman over there, don't you think she's gorgeous? One of us is being unfaithful. Is that what you're saying?
A little bit. Because you're having sinful thoughts about that woman when you look at her.
No.
You're having sinful urges then.
All right, Reverend Jeremy. Leslie, Reverend, you are delightful. You go have a great day.
Bye, Leslie.
You guys have a fantastic day.
You too.
Well, we're going to. Thank you.
Well, don't you start immediately having impure thoughts about that woman that she pointed out?
So you're telling me if you don't say anything, because I have spent years in the studio with you where you turn on the local TV stations and absolutely have your tongue hanging out looking at the weather women on the TV stations.
But yes,
right?
Okay. Yeah, sure.
You lose your mind over them.
But that's just a couple guys talking.
But but you can't say anything around Nicole.
I wouldn't do that to make her
different.
Feel bad. Yeah, I wouldn't. I wouldn't want to make her feel bad. Like she's not good enough or something.
Excuse me, Nicole knows, and she's got way more than the weather women on TV.
And that could be part of it too. She's the full package, man. But I feel like if you're constantly doing that, you're going to wear somebody down.
But there's nobody saying anything about constant.
It sounds like you're doing it constantly.
I see the dermatologist once a year, and I
didn't
even see
one example. Who else are you pointing out to, you know?
I can't remember the last one.
Pshaw.
It's not constant.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got all bunch of comments coming in.
Jer is just uncomfortable with life, period.
Well, listen, I've
sometimes I am.
I've had plenty of talks with you over the years that you're a very nervous, anxious person about
things.
Well,
I just,
right.
You know, I look
you
at things a little differently sometimes. That's all.
I'll say.
I just don't want to make my wife feel
and
bad.
And the sun rises in the
east. I just don't want to make Nick Nack feel bad.
Nicole does not feel bad.
I think over time,
Nicole,
if you're constantly pointing out, well, the weather chick's on, then
so
she's going to feel bad about herself.
You are projecting your insecurities onto her.
What's wrong with having insecurities? I wouldn't like it either. I'd start feeling bad about myself.
What's wrong with having insecurities?
If she was doing the same thing, absolutely I'd start feeling bad about myself.
But she doesn't feel bad when you talk about how the weather women on channel whatever
are beautiful.
She
would.
She doesn't care.
She would. Absolutely.
She doesn't care.
She would.
Because you're such a catch, she's worried about losing you to the weather women.
What?
Is that you think that's going through her head?
I don't
want to lose Jeremy to a weather woman.
No. I could never get one of those weather ladies because I make fun of them too much about how they make up the weather. We would not work together.
Denise backs you 100%, Jeremy.
Thank you, Denise.
Is that... Mercedes says, I check out women all the time and point them out to my boyfriend. I'm with Dom on this one. Kimberly's with Jeremy 100%.
I think
Kim,
it just boils
Dom
down to what works
Cardi's
in your relationship,
Dom.
I guess.
Jeremy, I'm with you. That's Jenny in Castle Rock.
Oh, thank you, Jenny. That's nice of you. And you look great today, Jenny.
Careful, don't
do it!